Tell me a little bit about Ag Day here at Pine Tree. What are some of the goals and some of the things that you're doing?
This is actually our fourth year that we've done an Ag Day. Our Ag Days have varied. There have been some years where we've just focused on farm equipment. There have been some years where we just focused on the livestock, and then we've done some Indiana commodities, and then this year we did a combination so that the kids were exposed to a lot of different things. I think our primary goal is really just exposure. So many of these kids do not know where their food comes from, and all of the technology and the equipment that goes into everything in farming. And so it's just important to expose the kids to all of these different things. Regarding their food and where they get it and the animals that may make it to their plate, so on.
When you look at activities like today, what are some of the things that you hope that they're picking up about how that chain works?
You know, I think probably what I see most often after we have these Ag Days, I don't really know what it's going to do long term, but I know when they go back into the classroom, they're just talking about everything. I see them during inside recess picking up Legos and making tractors. They wouldn't have done that prior to this. I see them designing menus or talking about animals and how they're born. And, you know, for example, when they're over listening to Mr. Rawlinson talk about the swine and what goes into the clipping of the ears and everything that goes into that, those are all things that are new to the kids. And if we can just build an excitement for everything agriculture, then hopefully on down the road it's going to serve them when they go to college, or it's going to serve them when they decide on a career, and they're going to remember what they've been exposed to here. And that's really my hope as they leave Pine Tree.
What sparked your interest into bringing this type of a program into your school? Do you have an ag background, or why is it something that you're passionate about?
I don't really have an ag background personally, but I grew up out in Pittsboro. We moved there when I was six, and so I grew up, I was surrounded by dairy farms and had fields behind that were filled with crops and corn, and so I grew up around it and just saw the importance of the kids knowing about these things. For me, it was important as I was growing up. Kids nowadays are not exposed to those things. They really don't know about it, and so I really felt, even though I didn't personally have an agriculture background, I grew up in that environment, and it was just important to me growing up, and so I felt the need to expose the kids to it.